It's 8:56 and 24 degrees right now. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday morning. We go to Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
What are things looking like as we round out the week today, Bill?
Well, we're weaker here today, coming off a day yesterday where we had pretty positive reaction to the USDA report. Let's look at the markets here. We've got March corn at 355 and three quarters. That's down 2.5. December corn is 383 and three quarters, down 2.25. The March beans are 1035 and three quarters, down 4.5. And November 1013.5, down 3. The July wheat is at 449, down 4.5. We have the livestock markets kind of mixed, but pretty much right around unchanged on both cattle and hogs here this morning. On the outside markets, we have the oil down slightly, gold's down slightly. The U.S. dollar is trading a little bit higher now. It was weaker overnight, but it's come back some. And we have the equities trading a little bit stronger here after they were a little bit weaker overnight. So for the week on the grains, we have the corn down 1 for the week at this point. The soybeans are up about 40 cents for the week, coming off a couple of lower weeks. And we have the wheat pretty much unchanged here right now. We did have the USDA report on yesterday. That, of course, was a big news. And basically, the USDA came in and said that we were a little bit lower on soybeans than people expected. And the big reason we had the positive reaction in prices was most traders were going into that report expecting the beans to be up. But long and short of it, we have record world usage on corn, beans, and wheat, and we also have record ending stocks numbers on corn, soybeans, and wheat. So we're raising a lot of commodities, and we're using a lot of it as well. We do have the markets closed on Monday for the Martin Luther King holiday. There will be no trade Sunday night. It'll reopen on Monday evening.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that report. Have a great three-day weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
You bet. Bill Mayer joining us today from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Again, just to kind of remind you what's going on weather-wise here today. Really, it looks like the worst of it is to the south and west of Champaign-Urbana, but we do have a chance for some freezing precipitation throughout the weekend. Skies turning mostly cloudy today. A 20% chance of light freezing rain this afternoon with a high of 31 degrees. Cloudy skies tonight, a 50% chance of light freezing rain, the low 27. Cloudy tomorrow, a chance of light freezing rain in the morning, then a chance of rain and freezing rain in the afternoon with a high of 33 degrees. And then Sunday, cloudy skies, a chance of light freezing rain in the morning, then again a chance of rain possibly mixed with freezing rain in the afternoon with a high of 35. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 24 degrees at 9 o'clock.